Time now for your comments. Some listeners weighed in on the report last week about drinking by teenagers. The National Academy of Science says underage drinking costs an estimated $53 billion a year in alcohol-related traffic accidents, violent crime, and other behaviors. Mandy Novak of Little Rock, Arkansas, believes the problem has more to do with the legal driving age. She writes, "Has anyone researched the possible outcome of reducing the drinking age and increasing the driving age? How is placing a 16-year-old in an 80-mile-an-hour, 3-ton SUV safer than giving him a cocktail?" Kenneth Sachs of Hopkins, Minnesota adds, "The problem lies with what age is considered an adult. You can't drink until 21, but you can vote at 18, and in some states gamble, serve in the military. The Supreme Court says you can face a capital crime charge at 16. No wonder teens turn to alcohol." Two corrections. Last week I reported that film director Leni Riefenstahl died in Berlin. She actually died at her home in Perking, a Bavarian lakeside town near Munich. Jessica Jones' report on parents seeking to play bigger roles in their children's college years referred to the University of West Virginia. It's West Virginia University. Van Williamson's report on plans to kill mute swans in the Chesapeake Bay drew some comment. One listener said it confused environmentalists with animal rights activists. Jason Berry of Washington, D.C. writes, "I think it is very important to keep the distinction clear between environmentalists and animal rights activists. When people criticize environmentalists, they often blame them for controversial actions of animal rights groups. It's really important not to confuse the actors." Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.